Maundy Thursday, the morning. This is the first day of the Atzimes, or Feast of the Unleavened Bread. At sunset, the Jews must eat the Pasch in Jerusalem. Jesus is still in Bethania, but he will return to the city before the hour for the Paschal Supper. The law commands this, and until he has abrogated the law by the shedding of his blood, he wishes to observe its ordinances. He therefore sends two of his disciples to get everything ready for the Pasch, without, however, telling them the great mystery wherewith it is to terminate. We, who know that at this Last Supper was instituted the sacrament of the Eucharist, can understand why he sends Peter and John, in preference to any of the other disciples, to prepare what is needed. Footnote: St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 8. Peter, who was the first to confess the divinity of Jesus, represents faith, and John, who leaned upon the breast of the man-God, represents love. The mystery which is to be instituted at tonight's supper is revealed to love by faith. It is this that Jesus would have us learn from his choice of the two apostles. But they themselves see not the intention of their master. Jesus, who knows all things, tells them by what sign they are to know the house, which he intends to honor with his presence. They have but to follow a man, whom they will see carrying a pitcher of water. The house to which this man is going belongs to a rich Jew, who recognizes Jesus as the Messiah. The two apostles apprise him of their master's wishes, and immediately he puts at their disposal a large and richly furnished room. It was fitting that the place where the most august mystery was to be instituted should be something above the common. This room, where the reality was to be substituted for all the ancient figures, was far superior to the Temple of Jerusalem. In it was to be erected the first altar for the offering up of the clean oblation foretold by the prophet. Footnote: Malachi chapter 1, verse 11. In it was to commence the Christian priesthood. In it, finally, 50 days later on, the Church of Christ, collected together and visited by the Holy Ghost, was to make herself known to the world and promulgate the new and universal covenant of God with men. This favored sanctuary of our faith is still venerated on Mount Zion. The infidels have profaned it by their false worship, for even they look on it as a sacred place. But, as though divine providence, which has mercifully preserved unto us so many traces of our Redeemer, would give us an earnest of better days to come, this venerable sanctuary has recently been thrown open to several priests of the Church, and they have even been permitted to offer up the Holy Sacrifice in the very place where the Holy Eucharist was instituted. During the course of the day, Jesus has entered Jerusalem with the rest of his disciples. He has found all things prepared. The Paschal Lamb, after being first presented in the temple, has been brought to the house, where Jesus is to celebrate the supper. It is prepared together with the wild lettuce and the unleavened bread. In a few hours, the Divine Master and his disciples will be standing round the table, their loins girt, and staves in their hands, and, for the last time, they will observe the solemn rite prescribed by God to his people when they first went forth from Egypt. But let us wait for the hour of Mass before going further into the details of this Last Supper. Meanwhile, let us seek edification and instruction in two holy functions which belong to this great day. The first is the reconciliation of penitents, which, although not now in use, needs to be described in order that our readers may have a proper idea of the Lenten liturgy. The second is the consecration of the holy oils, which is a ceremony confined to cathedral churches, but so interesting to the faithful that we should have scrupled to exclude it from our volume. After having briefly described these, we will return to the history of the institution of the Blessed Sacrament and assist at Mass. Then we shall have to speak of the preparation for the Mass of the Pre-Sanctified for tomorrow's service, of the stripping of the altars, and of the mandatum, or washing of the feet. We proceed, therefore, to explain these several ceremonies, which make Maundy Thursday to be one of the most sacred days of the liturgical year.